Welcome to WGLT Election 2020 coverage. Throughout the campaign season, we're conducting interviews and forums with the candidates in different races. And today we talk with the Libertarian candidate running for County Board District 7, Darren George Cabe. District 7 is an area which serves much of East Bloomington. Darren is running against Republican incumbent Jacob Beard and Democratic challenger Val Lehman. Videos of these interviews will be available online as well, and each candidate has been given time for an opening statement. And Darren, the floor is yours, a two-minute introduction.
Well, as you said, my name is Darren George Cabe. I've actually lived in the Bloomington-Normal McLean County area since the late 1980s. So basically, I remember when the fairgrounds were at the area where Lowe's is at currently. I've seen it grow tremendously in many ways. Matter of fact, I went to Tri-Valley High School, graduated class of 2000, and my graduating class was 54 people, I believe, and they've grown tremendously to where they have three buildings now for their elementary, junior high, and high school. So, you know, just tremendous outgrowing of McLean County that I've seen. I'm a six-year veteran of the Illinois Army National Guard. Actually, I was here with the 131 Infantry in Bloomington. I spent my last year of service on active duty in Fort Polk, Louisiana. I managed to get myself back into school in 2016 and am an alumni student of Illinois State University, fall 2018, with a concentration in sociology, minors in psychology and anthropology. So basically, I understand how to communicate with people, listen to people, and I feel I know what I can do, what, you know, help people do what's best and, you know, help hold an accountable government.
Our first question is one of government philosophy, especially at the local and county government level. How much of a role should government play in our lives, and what experiences have helped form your philosophy? 2 minutes.
I say the government is supposed to be there to protect us as citizens, help, you know, serve us. And I have actually had more experiences as a concerned citizen, starting off here with the local level. I used to live at Fox Hill Apartments, and I would see people in power chairs several times a day going up and down that street with traffic just flying by them. And at the time frame that I lived there, I seen myself walking up and down that street one time and, you know, just praying for my own life with traffic flying by. So I got a hold of the city alderman and told them, hey, when are you going to get sidewalks in this area? And I was told it wasn't in the budget. I'm like, okay, whose budget is it in if somebody hits and runs these people that are in power chairs? Because they can't drive out of the way like I can. It seems like a lot of the government of serving our people that I've seen has been more hindsight. And as I said in my opening statement, I want to be able to keep government accountable so we're not looking at things hindsight. I'm sure there's ways I can help things on the county level, and even on the county level, maybe even able to help keep the local levels accountable.
The county-run nursing home in Normal is an issue the county board may have to confront at some point. The facility lost $5 million over the last 3 years. Its primary service to the community is to provide care for families on public assistance. The county recently hired a new administrator to implement more reforms and cost-saving measures at the facility. What is an acceptable cost for the county if they were to potentially have to subsidize this nursing home? And at what point does the county explore other options for it? 2 minutes.
I honestly haven't thought that far ahead into the cost of it. I just know it happens to be a great resource for, you know, those families that, as you said, have that lower income. And it's also been a great resource for nursing students to train. Matter of fact, when my wife had a CNA license, she did her training there and had a great experience, you know, training there. Yeah, so it would, in my eyes, it'd be a great loss to let go of it because, you know, many people cannot afford more expensive nursing homes. And, you know, they have a great training opportunity there for different CNAs. So maybe if they can keep structuring a way to keep training CNAs and maybe other kind of nursing fields there, that could be one way to help out in the cost, because usually those training are in classes and paying for the classes. So sad to say, they may not need to get paid while they're training there. So that may be one way to save money. But then again, how fair is that to the individuals being supported? So it's just something we're going to have to tackle, and I'm going to have to look at further when I get more information.
And this is 89.1 FM, WGLT, and WGLT.org. You're listening to WGLT's election coverage in a candidate profile in the race for County Board District 7, Libertarian Darren George Cape. County Board District 7 serves much of East Bloomington. What issues specific to residents of that district, perhaps what you may be hearing from residents in your district that you would like to address on the County Board in 2 minutes?
I would honestly say I haven't been able to talk much with other residents in the area. I've actually been busy in my own life trying to keep up on things. But one of the things I heard of when I took up on a city meeting that somebody in my neighborhood put together was the growing crime rate in the area. And went to that city meeting and actually made runners' jaw drop once before, because everybody was asking the small questions, getting the easy answers. And I turned around and I said, you know, I've lived in this area 20 plus years, seen it grow tremendously. I'd like to know what the current police to citizen ratio is. And he had to turn it over to the police chief at the time, who had to give the political answer, I say, of not to the point where we'd like it, but not to the point where we're overwhelmed. And I know the police is a hot topic as well, so I'm sure that question might be hidden. I'll be able to further explain that later. But I guess the biggest thing I've heard throughout the years, and you know, just even here in my neighborhood, is the growing crime rate.
McLean County government has been operating under an emergency order since March because of the pandemic. Nearly all of its public meetings have been virtual ever since. It will be up to the new county board that gets impaneled in December to decide whether to go back to meeting in person. So what specific metrics or other factors will guide your thoughts on when the county should resume regular meetings in person? In 2 minutes.
Well, we definitely have to follow guidelines for sure. I mean, following you know, the federal guidelines overall to understand how to do things better, and you know, even our local guidelines, so the local county health department would know what's going on locally a lot better, and they may be able to turn around and tell us, okay, hey, this is the way you guys can do things safely. You know, even if it's providing partisans between each, you know, board member, similar to this partisan up between us right now, so that way we can safely talk without the mask on, because, you know, not everybody can understand each other with mask. But it would definitely be able or being patient, seeing the situation at the time, how things are going, listening to the local and federal levels of the health department to know that, okay, this is how we can do things safely, this is how we can implement. Or even if it means that, okay, we all have to sit 6 feet from each other with masks on, you know, if worse comes to worse, then, you know, keep everything videoed for the public, or keep the public all spaced away in a separate room if, because to my knowledge, the meetings are open forum, keep them spaced away, video separate room, and be able to talk. I mean, when the time comes, there'll definitely be something figured out.
And the public, in the meantime, can submit emails that are read to county board members, but that has been the extent of the public's involvement during these meetings. So has the county done enough, do you feel, to provide accommodations for the public when it wants to attend and be a part of the process?
Emails are a small step. I know during the one forum that was at State Farm, I actually had a small chance to talk with the Republican candidate, Jacob Beard, and he wanted to talk with me face-to-face sometime, and, you know, suddenly this pandemic hit. So I'm sure that, you know, besides being able to email the full board directly, if there's issues specific to, you know, each area, that the candidate, or, well, not just the candidates, but even the current board members should be able to keep their personal emails open to the public to say, hey, okay, I'm hearing directly from my people, the people I'm supposed to represent, the people I'm there for. So, I mean, right now, they're, I would say it's about the minimum, but there's always room for improvement.
And this is 89 WFM, WGLT, and WGLT.org. You're listening to WGLT's election coverage and a profile of a candidate in the race for McLean County Board, District 7. We have Libertarian candidate Derrida George Cabe, who is running against Republican Jacob Beard, the incumbent, and Democrat Val Lehman. As we now move to the closing statement from candidate Derrida George Cabe, you have 90 seconds.
Well, as I said, I've lived in this area since the 80s, late 80s, and I've seen it grow tremendously. And I would love to help it, you know, be able to grow more, shape into something that, you know, we as citizens of McLean County would be proud to be a part of, and, you know, see it prosper a lot more, a lot better for, you know, everybody. And, you know, just being on the ballot is enough for me right now to feel like, hey, I'm making enough of a difference that, you know, I may get, you know, both parties, because everybody assumes just Democrat and Republican, they don't think about other parties. But, you know, maybe I'm just enough to get the parties to think, hey, we need to straighten up. We need to do what's best for the people. We need to, you know, put our differences aside, compromise, do what's right, do what's best. And if I get elected, I'm willing to listen to, you know, my opponents and take their advice, because I admit I am a rookie at this. This is my first time running, and I'd be willing to listen to their advice that they may have. And I'd also be willing to listen to other board members, take their advice, and not just listen to people of my area, but I'd listen to people of all areas of McLean County. So I just really hope I get that shot, and see y'all in November.
Our thanks to Derrida George Cabe, a candidate for McLean County Board, District 7. You've been listening to WGLT Election 2020 coverage of the race for McLean County Board in District 7. Hear all of our election coverage at WGLT.org or online on the WGLT YouTube channel. I'm Eric Stock.